So, bank downgrades. Really, I'm beginning to think this could be the big story of the day, quite apart from this exciting Fed decision. John Sereau is with us now. He's the president of North Atlantic Mortgage Corp, a man perfectly positioned to talk to us about both of these big, big topics. John, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Kathleen. Good to be back.
So, first B of A gets downrated because apparently maybe the government will actually let a big bank fail. That seems to be what Moody's is saying. Then Wells Fargo, then they take a look at Citi. What's going on?
Not too surprising. I mean, with all of the non-performing assets that these institutions have on their books, it really is not surprising to me. I think, you know, we all should have seen this coming. So, obviously it's big news. Will the government allow them to fail? I don't know. They're pretty big. It wouldn't be good if they did, but you know me, I'm not one for bailouts, never have been. So it's quite interesting what's happening here today.
I think there are a lot of people who are not big on bailouts at all, and in fact wish a big bank or two had failed, and that maybe even they had been forced to separate their commercial banking activity from their investment banking activity.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
none of that happened. And even those people, I think, would say, why does Moody's think now that there's any less inclination on the part of the federal government to not support a big bank like B of A, where there's systemic risk? And once again, people would be saying, how could you possibly do it, especially now when the economy's weak, for example? You know, I think still people are still scratching their heads.
Well, I mean, we have to look at the political environment that we're in right now. And so I'm sure the ratings agencies are, you know, watching that very closely. And I'm sure that if there was going to be another big bailout, there's going to be one hell of a fight on Capitol Hill about it. And I think, you know, Moody's is looking at that and understands that it would probably be very difficult for the government to be able to pass that kind of a bailout because there would be so much opposition for it. So that may be one of the reasons.
Hmm. What does it mean for the mortgage market? Anything?
As far as the
news
banks on B of A
and
what
yeah,
have you,
yeah,
it means a lot. It really does. I mean, as it is right now, banks are very, very tight with their lending and their underwriting standards, and I'm sure it will only make it tighter. The banks are having a very difficult time lending in this very overregulated environment that we're in. It's costing them plenty of money for additional legal counsel for compliance issues, as it is me too. My firm also has to spend a lot more money now on legal counsel regarding compliance for regulations that the government does not always issue guidance on. So that said, you're going to have banks that are going to be a lot more careful about doing certain loans. And I've had situations in the past of what I consider to be very qualified, credit-worthy borrowers who have been denied. And, you know, a lot of it is due to just the fear that the underwriters within these banks have. You have underwriters that are afraid to put their signature on an approval because it's a career decision for them. So I don't think this is good for lending. We'll have to see, you know, what's going to happen going forward from this point. But I just don't see it being a positive thing.
A necessary thing?
A necessary thing? For the downgrade, you mean?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could all, you know, when we say necessary, I mean, look, you know, the ratings agencies really got a lot of criticism for not rating a lot of the activities that happened that caused the credit crisis. So obviously, you know, you're going to see some backpedaling. You're going to see some extremely cautious, ratings by these agencies because now they're looking to cover their backs.
There you go. Cover their backs. The mm-hmm. Fed, how are you? Do you see any impact on mortgages from the Fed if it announces Operation Twist today?
Well, I'll tell you what I see. I'm concerned with. I'm concerned that what may happen here is what happened with the announcement of QE2. And what happened at that point when everybody thought that, you know, this was going to help the mortgage market. It was going to lower rates. I mean, we saw a sell-off in the bond market, which did nothing but increase rates right after QE2. So I'm very concerned about that. I think I've heard that there have been recommendations for traders to take profits in the bond market to protect themselves headed into this announcement. So that tells you something there, too. I really would be very, very surprised if we saw rates go significantly lower than where they are today.
We're going to continue this conversation with John Sereau. He's the president of the North Atlantic Mortgage Corporation as we preview that Fed decision around 2:15 Eastern and look at one of the most important markets that the Fed is trying to influence with whatever it does. This is the Hayes Advantage on Bloomberg Radio. We've got John Sereau on the line from North Atlantic Mortgage Corp, and we're talking now more in depth about the Federal Reserve decision and what it's going to mean for the bond market and more particularly the mortgage market. John, remind our listeners again your business, the kind, because you are certainly, you're giving people mortgages, you're involved in your capital group activities, you're covering, about 5 states. You've got a lot going on and certainly very much directly affected by the Fed.
Yeah, that's true. We're very affected by the Fed. We're very affected by our government and all of the overregulation that they're imposing upon us.
Well, there's no doubt that the financial services industry is been the brunt of a lot of changes, although it's interesting to me how much of the legislation remains really to be written, because the legislation was written, and then they said, oh, by the way, regulators, go write like hundreds and thousands of lines of whatever you call it, right, actually what you're going to do. A lot of that remains to be put in place.
That's correct. Yeah, you have a lot of governmental agencies that still have to weigh in on a lot of these new regulations, and that hasn't been completed yet, particularly with Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank is really going to be very, very burdensome to not just the financial markets, but to the credit markets, the mortgage markets as well, which is going to put a lot of pressure on the real estate market. And we're not happy about that.
Now, if we look at some of these macro factors, because the Fed Reserve is sort of in the same boat as you, that regulations get written and they respond when it comes to banks and mortgages, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But one thing they do have a potentially direct impact on is inflation. And your latest piece was how inflation was scaring bond investors and it's bad for mortgage rates. And of course, the skeptics would say, come on, John, this economy is weak and getting weaker. Ain't going to be no big inflation uptrend here.
Well, look, I would love to see some inflation. I'm not against it, that's for sure. But inflation is, without a doubt, the arch enemy of mortgage bonds. When you have inflation, the bond traders run for the hills, and you'll see the prices on bonds drop, and you'll see mortgage rates go up. That's just a fact. That's the way the market works. And people need to be aware of that.
So what's going to happen to mortgage rates today? This week, this month?
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see this afternoon. My guess is, based on the QE2, the reaction to QE2 last time, the guess is, or the concern, I should say, is that we'll see a sell-off in bonds. I think, traders have already positioned themselves to take profits prior to the announcement. That's not a good sign. And depending on what the Fed says, bonds could go either way. But as I said, if there's no knee-jerk reaction today, the reaction over the next several days may be a sell-off of the mortgage bonds. And that will mean higher rates, not necessarily forever. But there will be a period where those rates will go up. Maybe they'll come back down again. Hard to say. But this is how our market works.
Now, one of the big issues, of course, for the mortgage market and for the housing industry is that there's a lot of people who can't take advantage of the drop in mortgage rates, even if they're current on their payments, even if they're not underwater sometimes. It's very hard for some people to get refinancings, right? And if you are a little bit underwater, forget about it, right? That's why there are these proposals, for example, like the one from Chris Mayers and Glenn Hubbard at Columbia University, joined by Alan Boyce, to have Fannie and Freddie take a portion of mortgages that are underwater, but where people are current on their payments, and do sort of a massive refinancing. Do you laugh? I guess you're not in favor of that.
Oh, I'll tell you why I laugh. I laugh because it all comes down really to just a couple of things. It comes down to the fact that a lot of what's happening right now is happening because of the government that we have in place. That's the reason. You know, we have had a government here.
You mean banks aren't giving people mortgages who are underwater because of the government?
No, the banks aren't giving people mortgages for people who, you know, should qualify. They're, as I said earlier, they're straying away from that because of overregulation and because they're concerned that they would make a bad decision. You have to remember, this comes down to the individual underwriters within those banks who have to sign off on that loan and say, okay, yeah, this is a good loan. I'm going to sign off on it.
But what if it's a government program where the government says, we're telling you to do this. This is a government program. We own Fannie and Freddie. This is the mortgages we've selected. I mean, clearly then the government is telling you to do it. They're not telling you not to do it.
No, that's correct. Yeah, and that's really a separate issue, you know, from the whole thing. I'm not really pinpointing that as an issue. What I'm getting at here is that everything so far that has been done has done nothing but caused unintended consequences in the lending arena and in the real estate markets. You know, you have legislators and regulators that have imposed regulation that they think is going to protect the consumer, and at the end of the day, it's doing nothing but harm to the consumer. And so you have that, where now you have banks that are reluctant to lend because of all of this overregulation. You have banks reluctant to lend because we have a real estate market that is very weak and is not recovering. So obviously, if they keep lending and real estate goes down, they have more of the same problem again. And so that's another reason why they're reluctant. And so until our government wakes up and gets out of our business and stops with this overburdensome regulation, not much is going to happen. They need to get out of the way and let us do our work and let the markets, you know, let the markets work themselves out, as opposed to intervening every time something happens. Let's not forget, this whole mess happened because of government intervention in the first place.
Oh boy, that's a whole other conversation. I gotta let you get away with that one. But John Stroh, thanks so much. We'll have you back soon.
You're welcome. Thank you.
From North Atlantic Mortgage Corp, looking at the mortgage market, and I'm getting some emails from listeners, and I can't ask him any more questions. We're done. We're moving on to Sandra Levin. He's up at 145. He's the ranking Democrat on the House Ways and Means Committee. He supports the president's packages. Find out why next on Bloomberg Radio.